Well, Happy New Year, everybody. This is we enter the new church year today, and we get a start. We get a chance at a new start. I guess a little strange, you know, that we start a new year a full month ahead of the close of the calendar year, and stranger yet that our scripture readings for the first couple of weeks in Advent, this new year, are all about waiting for the end rather than the beginning, the second coming of our Savior Jesus. Of course, this whole subject of the end times is one of those things that, can kind of leave us scratching our heads or with a headache, you know, if you think about it very long, because the Bible can be pretty obscure at times and confusing. Sometimes we read something and get the impression that the end is right around the corner, and other times it seems like the Lord is still holding it off, just as he has for the past couple of thousand years, or of course more than that. Besides that, the end times sounds kind of scary, especially if we're not prepared for it. We hear about reading the signs of the times, and that there will be in the signs great apostasy, even within the temple of the Lord, which must certainly mean the church today. We read about earthquakes, famine, epidemics, and wars. Just a few verses before the gospel reading, actually in the same chapter today, we read this: "The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven." Pretty scary. Perhaps, maybe you've read some things about modern day prophecies about a unique warning that's been prophesied by none less than St. Edmund Campion, and much more recently by Blessed Pope Pius IX, St. Faustina, and even prophets living in our current day, right now. We read things like a great wonder which will fill the world with astonishment. And we hear that it will, quote, be terrible, a mini judgment, unquote, to borrow the words of someone you may not expect these kind of words from, Matthew Kelly, one of those modern-day prophets. At the end of the day, we tend to put it all kind of out of our minds, with the exception of Scripture, of course, which we can't so easily dismiss. We know that we're not required to believe personal revelations, so with this kind of stuff, we kind of tend to opt out. Perhaps for our own sanity, we hear and read all these things and wonder if our times are really any different from the past. At the same time, the words of Jesus himself assure us that life will seem perfectly normal when it comes. Not so bad that we won't be marrying and giving in marriage right up to the day of the Lord. And so in this endless cycle of uncertainty and confusion, confusing signals, we do exactly what our Lord warns us not to do. Rather than stay awake and be vigilant, we put it all out of our minds. We reason we will drive ourselves crazy if we think about the end time. So, as a rule, we just don't. There will always be time for that later, we reason. And yet we know that when it all comes, it will happen fast. It will sneak up on us like a thief in the night. We make the bet that it's not going to happen tomorrow. And we have enough worries about tomorrow as it is, so that we effectively tell our Lord, get in line. We even avoid thoughts of our own death. We just refuse to think about it. So what if it's been 40 years since our last confession? There'll be time. I know the date of that looming deadline waiting for me at work, and I can't procrastinate about that. But the end times, well, that's just not very relevant at this moment in my life. Or so we tell ourselves, and life goes on until it doesn't. But here's the deal. The truth is that the second coming of Christ is all about the greatest new beginning there will ever be. As we trudge along throughout this life here on earth, we long for something better. We all know that. We long for ultimate fulfillment, for happiness that doesn't end on Monday mornings. The second coming brings with it that fulfillment of all that is holy, just, and good. The ushering in of God's simultaneous justice and mercy. That's when justice and mercy shall kiss. Like people in every age, we long that those who mourn will be comforted, and we wonder why they aren't right now. We dream about a world of justice for the abused and for the overlooked. We hope for the righteous vindication of the Ukrainians and so many other peoples like them down throughout the ages. For ourselves, we long for the moment when the most shameful things we have done will be swallowed up in God's unlimited mercy. Sometimes we look at ourselves with a certain distaste, longing for that purity of heart and cleansing of motives that we really, really want. We join the voices of generations past, looking for an elusive peace, freedom from the tyranny of the powerful, and perfect peace in our own families. When we're at our best, we get beyond ourselves, and we stand up for our Savior and all the goodness and holiness that he ushered into this world. In short, our deepest longings are for that perfect state that Jesus described in the Sermon on the Mount. And we hope for the generosity, even in ourselves, to be among those sheep who feed and clothe the naked and visit the ill and imprisoned. While the promises of the future may be scary, they are also the new eternal beginning when our Father's will be done and his kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. On that day, if we are ready, every tear will be wiped away forever. At the conclusion of our Lord's Prayer during every Mass, Father prays right after that. He prays for peace. And he says, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. So the question for us today is, are we really waiting? Do we view it as a blessed hope? We say, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Do we really want that? So if you need to go to confession, stop procrastinating. Then we can all say together, let it be soon, Lord Jesus. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.